Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And I've still got the busy throat. I don't know why I have the busy throat, but I just do. Coming to you live. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Picture this, would you? You're standing in the middle of a 27,000 square foot warehouse, dead center, and in all directions, 360 degrees, wherever you spin, you're looking at 50 million rounds of ammunition. Dodging the occasional forklift, the occasional guy on hand trucks, as they're shipping the ammo out. Or is there bringing the ammo in? Because that's just constantly happening there. And that is AmmunitionDepot.com. Then if you go to their website, of course, then you look at the price, then you're like, that can't be right. I'm going to order some to see if they actually send it. And then they do. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yesterday, if you heard a dull thud coming from the upstate of South Carolina, that was me gut laughing. Because some facts and figures came out yesterday. And this is a stunning stiff arm dead center of his outrageous face to Governor Andrew Cuomo and his anti-gun ram it down your throat in the middle of the night allies and the Republicans that didn't get in the way and the hastily passed and clearly unconstitutional New York Safe Act. Because it turns out that New Yorkers have refused to register an estimated 1 million firearms that the 2013 law arbitrarily determined were assault weapons. Since that law went into effect, a total of 23,847 people have applied to register their newly defined assault-style weapons with the state police. They have registered a total of 44,485 weapons. No slouch, okay? This is no slouch, these statistics have been hidden from the public for more than a year. And I got to tell you, I got a hat tip to a guy named Bill Robinson, a radio host up there, because he got Paloma Campana to file a lawsuit on his behalf to find out these figures. That number is stunning. That percentage of people is stunning. It is stunning. This is clear-cut defiance. Civil disobedience at its highest. In the last days before the registration began, before the deadline, Frank Miniter of the NSSF conservatively estimated the number of firearms that qualifies assault weapons under New York's law at least 1 million firearms. The percentage that has been registered means that this is 4.5% of the assault weapons, quote unquote, in New York were registered with the state as required by this draconian, stupid law. Despite the threats and the warnings from the New York Democrats and their allies in the media, my gosh, it's a law. What are they thinking? and see, this is the thing. This is the kind of thing they are completely not prepared for. They're completely not prepared to deal with that kind of defiance on that scale. This is very bad for them because now they look muted. They look toothless. This is an even greater refusal rate than what was experienced in the next door in Connecticut, where the anti-gun laws rammed through a similar law in the wake of Sandy Hook that saw at least 85% of the Constitution state's gun owners defiantly refuse to register their firearms. Some going so far as to dare Governor Daniel Malloy and the Connecticut State Police to attempt confiscation, and they wisely backed down. They stepped away enforcement for, you know, that would have caused, for a while there, I was looking at Connecticut as saying, this is where the Civil War begins. This is where the next American Civil War begins, because we will see this begin, and no matter how much, you know, while me and you sit back trying to be cooler heads, there will be people that go, and it will either make its way to us, or we will join it ourselves. That's where I thought it was going to happen. Or New York. I also thought New York could be the powder keg, but apparently not. Because how do you... 1 million firearms, 4.5% registered. Cuomo and the New York Democrats fought tooth and nail in an attempt to cover up just how pitiful their gun registration was under the New York SAFE Act. And now that the stunning refusal rate, the stunning rate of defiance is seen, it's very easy to understand why. Andrew Cuomo is governor of Albany and New York City. That's the way it works out. But the majority of the rest of the state has clearly repudiated his radical anti-gun position. Upstate law enforcement agencies still openly, defiantly refuse to enforce the provisions of the New York SAFE Act, and the prosecutions under the law are best described as a trickle and typically only occur as part of a kitchen sink charging process against criminals arrested for other crimes. They find the guns. They, well, wait a minute. Is this gun registered? What's the name of that act? The Stale Act? See if it's registered. Then they charge them with that. So, if the intent of the assault weapon, quote-unquote, registration under the New York SAFE Act, was to identify firearms and firearm owners for future firearms confiscation efforts, as history would suggest, as we already know, you know, they do cross-referencing as far as your mental health or your doctor's records or whatever drugs you may have taken in the past, then the registration requirement would have to be viewed as an abysmal, utter failure. The New Yorkers who have defied this, America, this is like Colorado. This is another one of these object lessons for us to look at. They didn't wait on a judge to tell them this was unconstitutional. They made the decision on their own, as we can do any time we choose to. They don't need a piece of paper to come out. They don't need the Supreme Court to. They're not waiting on anything. They made a decision, they've stuck by it, and they have not backed down from it. And the only one backing down now, by their refusal to put this information out front and proudly lead with what the New York SAFE Act has managed to gather, this is them backing away from their law. The New York SAFE Act is a paper law, and it was written by political opportunists, and it was rejected by the citizenry, nullified by law enforcement agencies because they're not acknowledging it. Cuomo has presidential aspirations. This is the benefit of being like a Barack Obama, where you never were really in charge of anything and never had any executive experience. If your executive experience is being defied by your state, that doesn't lead too much to me looking at Cuomo and saying, there's a leader. Wow, there's a leader. Chip off the old rock there, off the old block, whatever you want to call him. He's a chip. Whatever. More like a shim, but, you know. Still laughing over this. I shouldn't be so happy over this, but I am. Because we don't need the government to decide what's constitutional and unconstitutional for us. I don't care what the Supreme Court says from here on out. I am emboldened. Join me. The water is fine. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, without a doubt, the best ammunition place to go online that I've seen, simply because of one thing that they do faithfully. If they show it online, that means they have it in stock. That means you can order it at the crazy price they're showing it at. Go have at it. Have at it. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I'm going to give you a word of advice, okay? And this applies to me, okay? This applies to me. Don't ever get out there and look at anybody in media and say, oh, he is the man. Because we're just as human as you are, just as frail. I say this because there's a lot of people that look at different outlets and say, this is where I go, this is my go-to source. And occasionally they will show their ignorance. Now, one of the things I hate is a Second Amendment moderate. You know, the one who wants to get out there and he wants everybody to like him. See, as a Second Amendment advocate, I don't care if anybody likes me. Now, I'm in good company because there's lots of really great people that are Second Amendment advocates. But at the end of the day, I couldn't care less if I'm alone. Because I took the time out of my life. I gave this country 7 years of my life to make sure that Constitution stays intact. And if I had to go back, I would give them more. If I could go back, I would continue on with it. But I can't. I made a mistake. I made a mistake getting out of the military. I sure did. But having said that, let me break your hearts now. This is coming from The Blaze, okay? At The Blaze, they have some derp named Alasdair Denville, and he wrote an article called Four Gun Rights Arguments We Need to Stop Making. He claims to be a supporter of gun rights. I don't know a single guy that actually does it that says the things he does. Point number one, he says that we should stop making the argument gun control isn't a solution because evil people will find a way to kill even without guns. Alasdair claims it's easier to kill with a gun than a kitchen knife. Not true. If you do not have a gun, but you live anywhere indoors, very likely there is a knife or something akin to a knife, a hammer or a rod or something, some inanimate, hand-borne object that you can kill somebody with. So you can grab a knife and stab someone in the heart without a background check. You don't have to go get a gun. You don't have to have bullets for the gun or magazines for the gun or, you know, loading the gun or anything. And it's also cheaper and more widely available, and there's no background checks, and there's no hundreds of dollars involved. But I digress. His backup point is this. That's why we spend hundreds of billions of dollars outfitting our military with firearms and other violence-enhancing technology, when it would be far cheaper to spend a few million bucks on cutlery. My question here, is he advocating that we give the we just let them go to combat with K-bars and say, listen, now you got to get close. We do not primarily engage in hand-to-hand combat, as we once did. Even then, it was never with knives. It was with swords, because guess what? That's longer range. Then when the bow came out, of course, that became, you know, quite dominant. As Tyler, you know, in the beginning, we fought with hands and knives and swords and battle axes and other handheld weapons. But technology has got us here. But if you look at cases like Carol Bounds in New Jersey or Michelle Davis in Goodyear, Arizona, the Brown brothers in York Township, Michigan, and the gruesome beheading in Moore, Oklahoma, that proves that people will kill with whatever weapon they choose. And yes, that could be knives from time to time. This point number two. We should stop making the argument that gun control advocates are blaming an inanimate object, a gun, for violence rather than the person who uses it. His follow-up point is that the United States and a host of other countries are trying to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Then he tries to hammer home his opinion by claiming it is a fact that it's easier to kill with a gun than without one. Sticking to the topic of guns, nuclear weapons aside, since that's what he's supposed to be talking about, if a person wants to harm you, they're going to harm you. They'll find a way. While 31% of homicides use personal weapons other than firearms, the main point people fail to take into account on gun homicides is that 93% of guns used in violent crimes are obtained illegally. So, you know, if you think an offender did not have access to a gun, if they didn't have access to a gun, they would not harm you. You live in a special kind of stupid utopia. I don't want to go there. Point number three. If there had been another person with a gun in the church, the shooter would not have been able to kill as many people. This is where you want to hit yourself in the face. You want to hit yourself in the face. He claims this point is true unless that person had been killed by Roof before they even realized he was a threat. He does acknowledge that having a gun increases your ability to defend yourself, and he goes on to say it also increases the ability of an attacker to kill a victim before they can think to defend themselves. This is a self-proclaimed gun rights supporter actually saying that having a gun increases the ability of an attacker to kill a victim before they can defend themselves. How does me having a gun add to the attacker's skill set? I'd rather go down knowing I had a chance to defend myself and maybe give a great accounting of it. I'm sure Carol Bowen would agree with a lot of people on that. Point number four. We need to quit saying the Second Amendment clearly says I have the right to own a handgun. This is the kicker. Not only does he claim that the Second Amendment is unclear on a couple of counts, but, leaving aside the well-regulated militia clause, he actually asks, what does arms refer to? Then he bolsters the argument from point one that arms once included everything from bayonets to cannons to mortars and howitzers. And he also adds that today arms includes a far greater variety of weaponry, including tanks and missiles. Now he actually acknowledges that weapons have advanced in technology. if you look back at that well-regulated militia thing, me and Alistair, we're supposed to be the militia. We're supposed to be the oath keepers. We are the well-regulated citizens being necessary to the security of a free state. Keep and bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. Our forefathers knew that in order to keep the wolves honest, the sheep needed a few sheepdogs. He goes on, as the Blaze continues to let him write, to try to convince his readers that he does support gun rights, then immediately contradicts that by saying he doesn't think that the kinds of self-defense arguments that we make and give are correct, since it's not at all clear that gun proliferation decreases the rate of homicides. He's actually taking an anti-gun stance here, because what he's saying is unless you as a defender kill an opponent, that doesn't count as self-defense. That doesn't happen very often. Oh, Alistair, you special snowflake. Good luck to you, baby. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, you know, you got Seth, you got Dan, you got Scott. Those three guys, those are the principals of AmmunitionDepot.com. And that's between the three of them. These are young guys. They have 80 years of ammunition retail experience between them. They know how to find it. They know the manufacturers. They know how to keep it. They know how to sell it. And that's why they are successful. This is why you need to go to AmmunitionDepot.com. They're waiting for you to show up to take advantage of their knowledge. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. I meant to lead with this, and I completely forgot because I've been gut laughing for days. Well, I've been gut laughing since yesterday, since I saw the New York article. This is simply an advisory to you, okay? Anybody that's listened to me for any amount of time knows that for a very long time, a company called Salient Arms International has been a sponsor of mine. And recently, things changed with them. And you will notice that you no longer hear their ad plan. And that's because I cannot in good conscience continue to recommend to you that you go look at what they do and consider patronizing them. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to find somebody else that does this. Maybe they do it better. Maybe they do it as well. Maybe they do it cheaper. I don't know. But I will find somebody else that does this. And one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that they have turnaround. Salient, I wish them well and the best of luck. But, you know, some things are going on right now that I don't understand. And because I don't understand them, all I understand is the end result. And I'm not getting a whole lot of input on how that's going to change. So, this is me being honest with you. So in good conscience, I can no longer recommend them to you. From time to time, you'll get out there and you'll see the left wanting to talk common sense about firearms. Until common sense gets in the way, of course. Until it doesn't suit them. And in the Washington Post, to sort of expand on something I talked about in the last segment, there's another another pilgrim there, you know, just like Alistair over at the Blaze. This one being Christopher Ingram. He attempted to deceive readers about the defensive use of firearms. And he goes to 2012, where he deceives by using wrong numbers. 2012, he says there were 8,855 criminal gun homicides in the FBI's homicide database, while only 258 gun killings by private citizens that were deemed justifiable, which the FBI defines as the killing of a felon during the commission of a felony by a private citizen. That works out to one justifiable gun death for every 34 unjustifiable gun deaths. See, what they did here to begin with, even though they're using the wrong numbers, they did not subtract the 258 from the 8,855. So that's where they get their 1 in 34. Or look at it this way, they continued. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data shows that in 2012, there were 20,666 suicides by gun. That works out to one self-defense killing for every 78 gun suicides. CDC data shows that there were more than twice as many accidental gun fatalities as justifiable killings. Even the most rabid purveyors of gun control concede a minimum of 55,000 defensive gun uses every year. And the more credible claims range from 500,000 defensive gun uses on the conservative side to more than 3.5 million per year on the CDC side. 2.5 million when you're looking at Mark Gertz, Gary Click, John Lott, Gaius, any of these guys. You can pick apart the references and the individuals studying it if you want, but I mean, those guys have a method and it is sound. Now, all of those studies have a common sense. They have common sense enough to grasp that a successful defensive gun use doesn't require that you pull the trigger and shoot somebody. In fact, the vast majority of defensive gun uses is merely involving presentation of the firearm. Them looking down the barrel of your gun. Then there's a then there's the perpetrator imitating a track star, and then we move on. Mr. Ingram is not interested in honestly addressing the overwhelming number of defensive gun uses that take place without a shot being fired. He's not interested in discussing the number of times that someone fired a firearm in a defensive gun use. He isn't interested in discussing the number of times that shots were fired and that criminals were wounded. He isn't even interested in the number of times that civilians, which includes law enforcement officers, fatally shoot criminals. Dishonest to his very core, he leaves out the law enforcement shootings, by the way, which for that year was actually 463. So you add that to the 263, the actual 263 justifiable shootings by non-police. The 400 plus to that, and that's where you get your final homicide number. Then if you do that, then it goes to 1 in 12. I talked about this yesterday. So, here's my question. Are they saying that in order for us to prove our point that we have to start killing everybody? Do we have to start killing 3.5 million people a year? 500,000 people a year? Ingram, you're an idiot. I don't like idiots. I really don't like idiots. I don't like... And the thing I'm talking... First of all, this guy's a gun grabber, okay? So, I mean, if you wanted to make a... I mean, he could get out there and use all the numbers and get out there and say only 1 in 12. And that's nearly as viable an argument as is 1 in 33. He doesn't do that because he's afraid of the proportion, the way it goes out of proportion that way, if you do it that way. So he's looking for the highest amount of proportion. That's why he included suicide with a gun. And, you know, that's pretty disingenuous, too. I mean, in Japan, I've said this before, they've got a forest in Japan. It's not famous for its nature trails. It's not famous for its, you know, hiking or its, you know, lakes or anything. It's famous for how many people go to this forest and hang themselves. When you go to the forest, there's all these cars in varying degrees of it. They've been parked here for a while. That's because the owners of the cars are hanging in the forest somewhere. And the numbers, just on suicide alone, coming out of Japan, are staggering. Where they don't have guns. Well, Bill, of course, you know the Japanese have a completely different culture from us. They live by the code of the samurai. And apparently that means you kill yourself more often. So I, as I sit here trying to make sense of everything, all of these, you know, the Alistairs, the Blaze, and all these other guys, I think you guys need to write about something else. Maybe about pets, cars, tires, I don't know, hammocks. Go to Pawleys Island in South Carolina. They make a great hammock. They're known for their hammocks. So, I mean, something else, because you guys, obviously, you have no idea what you're talking about. You really don't. Don't get out there and tell me you're a gun rights advocate, and don't get out there and try to tell me you've got common sense about guns. Neither one of you have anything going on in you. You are primarily, you're full of waste, and I can't say what you're actually full of, because I'm on the radio. Expletive deleted. Ah, please, guys, go find a different vocation, please. Would you? Could you? Come on. Help me out. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where did the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next hour, Robbie Barkman from Robar Guns. You guys liked him last time he was here. He's coming back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. This is the place where if they've got it on their website, it means they have it in stock. This is the place where they have wholesale pricing for you guys at our dealers. Outrageous pricing for you guys that are end users. You can buy a box of 20 at an outrageous price or bulk ammo. Try 1,000 rounds of 45 caliber. I looked at this the other day. 1,000 rounds of 45 caliber ammo, brass cased, $300, $315. Go find that anywhere else. 1,000 rounds. Go do it. I enjoy it. I want to know about it. There may be some people that get close, but there's nobody going to beat them too much. And they have such a depth of selection. That's what makes them incredible. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to attack some of your icons and everything else right now simply because I've got a request to make of you. When you're out there and you're trying to spread, when you're trying to be an ambassador of shooting, be a aware ambassador, if you would. Okay? And this is not me going handgun control. This is not me going Karl Rove on you. Okay? This is me just saying, when I'm in a place where I know people have guns, I'm aware. Now, there's certain people that I get around that I've known for a bit, and I know enough about them to where I don't have to sit around worrying about them. But if there's other people around, well, I might, you know, I'm going to be aware of what they've got going on, simply because that is prudent. Some people get to a point where they stop being aware, and you have to be aware when you try to spread the gospel of shooting. I'm going to give you a few examples. One of these is going to be, I'm not meaning to attack an iconoclast of yours, but, you know, it's going to seem like it, so bear with me on this. First one that comes to mind is Nancy Lanza. Nancy Lanza went out there and she included her mentally challenged son, Adam, in all of her, she was a shooting enthusiast. She liked guns, she had guns, she bought guns, she went through the background checks, had gun safes and multiple guns. She went out there and bought all those multiple guns. She taught Adam how to run those multiple guns, and then one day Adam woke up and got one of those multiple guns and shot her 4 times in the head while she was asleep prior to heading to Sandy Hook Elementary. Actually, prior to going to Sandy Hook Middle, but at Sandy Hook Middle, they had a resource officer, so he went to Sandy Hook Elementary. Nancy had a very serious lapse of judgment here. This was her son
Of course, she loved her son. She would do anything to reach her son. And everything that she did ended in with the termination of her life as the first of many that would go that day, including her son, by his own hand. That's example number one. Example number two. Dylan Roof. Yes, I know people don't like to name these names. Young Mr. Roof's father or somebody out there thought it'd be he'd bought it or he was given the gun. I'm still a little unclear on that. However, if it was me and I knew my son had, you know, if I knew my son was getting arrested left and right and everything, I don't care how old he is. Okay? I don't care how old he is. If I know my son is troubled, because I love my son, if it means I have to beat him into the mud to disarm him, I will. Because I'm going to save me and him and a whole lot of other people a lot of heartache later on down the road. And I have a chance then to get him some help after he recovers from being beaten into the mud. Oh, Bill, corporal punishment. young Mr. Roof. This kid was clearly going to do something. He was looking at colleges. He was looking at malls. He was looking everywhere. And for some reason, he decided to go to a church with nine people praying and killed them while they prayed. After they welcomed him in, the sheep welcomed in the wolf. And his family, once again, this was a very serious lapse in judgment. Once again, this is a child. Okay, so we're wanting to do everything for our child. And the shortcoming here is that this was one of the wrong things to do. Just like Nancy Lanza, it was the wrong thing to do. Now we come to the case of the former Marine, Eddie Ray Ruth. Does anybody recognize that name? Eddie Ray Ruth? For those of you who do not know who Eddie Ray Ruth was, you do know who he killed. Because this guy went out, he was doing an outreach to veterans, and he was trying to take them to do something that they were familiar with. And he was looking for people with PTSD. And so this guy picked up Eddie Ray Ruth and another individual at Chad Littlefield, and he took him to the range to do a little shooting. And as he handed the guns off and turned their back on him, Eddie Ray Ruth decided he would murder Chris Kyle. This was the murder of Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL sniper that everybody's just gaga over. I think that Chris Kyle was a great trooper. I think he was a great SEAL. I think he was a great sniper. I think there's a lot of them out there. I don't know why his story is the one that everybody latches on to, quite honestly. He was a photogenic young man. He was a big trapping kid and everything. He wrote a decent book. Besides that, I'm still scratching my head. But nonetheless, this was a guy that was in the public eye. And he's murdered because he has a lapse in judgment. I don't know how much he knew about Eddie Ray Ruth before he handed him a firearm. There is nobody I don't know that I'm going to hand a gun and turn my back on. Not a loaded gun. I'm not even going to hand him a gun with rounds in it or rounds in hand. Here's a magazine. Here's a gun. I'm watching everything they do, and I have a loaded gun close because I don't know where that's going to go. I had an instance. Year and a half ago, with a group, and he's not in the chat room, so I'm not going to bring him up, with a group of people that came up here, and they wanted to train with me and my group. And it's not my group, it's actually somebody else's group. I'm in the group. I'm not the leader of the group. We didn't know anything about them. And the whole time I'm watching them, I'm aware of a couple things. One, they were completely incompetent. It was a very dangerous day at the range. There, you know, there would be shooting going on, and it was not because they had any ill intentions against us. They simply didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know how to maintain positive control of the gun when they were pulling the trigger on it. One person was trying to shoot a 1911, and every time she pulled the trigger on it, she was flipping the safety on it. Then she'd pull it again. You'd see the perceptible gigantic flinch, but of course it didn't fire because it was unsafe. And then she would laugh. Flip her safety down and then miss the target at 7 feet. There's different degrees of danger when you get involved with this kind of stuff. And when you're out there and you're trying to train with people, when you're trying to be the ambassador of shooting and everything and preach the gospel of the gun, you do need to be aware of who you got with you and what they're doing. They need to earn your trust. You don't give it to them blindly. It's not that I'm saying that they probably have ill will intended towards you. Until they get to the same degree of proficiency as you, and until you know a little bit more about them, don't turn your back on them. Don't turn your back on them. This is why the range safety officers are always behind the firing line with guns. Okay? This is one big reason why they always want your rifle or handgun pointed downrange, because they know where it's going and they know where they are. And if it turns around and it's facing you, then you have reason to believe something is about to occur that you weren't counting on. You can maintain your constitutional responsibility. When you're doing it, however, be aware of what you're doing and who you're around. Just a word of caution. Coming up next, Robbie Bartman, Robar Guns, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.